Five Ways Bhagavad Gita Inspires Others to Motivate Themselves, by Krishna's Mercy.
Yadi hehe na vartayan jatu karmanya tandrita. Mam vartmanu vartante manushah parth sarvasha.
Quote, 4. If I did not engage in work, O Partha, certainly all men would follow my path. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.23.
A celebrated professional athlete known for his remarkable leadership abilities identified it as the greatest responsibility. For the person who wants to take charge, who is both equipped and enthusiastic to lead others. For the one who is ready to face the blame and accept the criticism when things go wrong and appropriately distribute the credit when things go right. He identified the critical responsibility for the leader. It is to inspire people. Inspire others to motivate themselves. This is an important distinction because if the leader is fully capable, they might be tempted to take on the work by themselves. Allow everyone else to rest. Take a back seat. Hold my beer, as the saying goes. I got this, and you sit and watch what I can do. It is better for every person involved if they can pitch it, teamwork. They will feel better about themselves. Their self-esteem will grow. Without specifically trying for it, they enter a training regimen so that one day they can potentially lead others. In this way, the chain continues. The teachers pass on knowledge to the students, which is important since the one constant in this world is people coming and going. As Bhagavad Gita focuses on the counseling from a teacher to a student, from a guru to a disciple, from a person who has the answers to the person who is looking for them, from the person who can give assurance to the person who has doubts, the lessons on leadership transfer well. Sri Krishna is the ultimate source of inspiration, as he can inspire any person to be motivated towards achieving the highest end. 1. Create a vision that people believe in. This is the beginning stage. This might be the biggest stumbling block towards proceeding. Like the inertia from a rock, ready to tumble down the hill and gather momentum in the process, without moving nothing can take place. Arjuna did not have a proper vision. He had sort of identified the ultimate consequence to the expected action. It was winning a military conflict. The victor in a war. This vision wasn't appealing to him. He had no interest in seeing to the destruction of real, living people on the other side. Some of those people were once friendly to him. Arjuna did not forget that relationship, though the other side did not necessarily return the same level of appreciation. Sri Krishna focused instead on the larger picture. The vision of the distant future, or at least one that Arjuna could not directly see. Everyone assembled on the battlefield was already gone. That is the effect of time, which is known as Kala in Sanskrit. While Arjuna was desperate to protect others, there was nothing he could do to thwart destiny. It was a fool's errand to think that by turning away from the battlefield everyone would walk away safe and sound. Rather, the vision to believe in is continued connection in yoga. Whether on the battlefield or at home. Whether in the full vim and vigor of youth or with the days drawing to a close. Whether living or dying, yoga is the eternal engagement. It matches the persisting vitality of the individual, who is spirit soul. Arjuna should see that vision of yoga and live in it.
Tapasvibhyo dhiko yogi. Jnanebhyo pi mato dhika. Karmibhyash chadhiko yogi. Tasmad yogi bhavarjun.
Quote, a yogi is greater than the ascetic, greater than the empiricist and greater than the fruitive worker. Therefore, O Arjuna, in all circumstances, be a yogi. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 6.46.
2. Create an amazing workplace. The playing field for that vision is not limited to a specific time or place. There is the kshetra, which is the body, and the knower within that body, who is the individual. Sri Krishna is the knower within every instance of a body, which means that he is all-pervading. The individual knower finds different playing fields based on the procession of time. One moment I am within the womb of the mother. Another moment I am sitting in the classroom at school. Today, I am in front of a computer in the bedroom at home, and tomorrow I am traveling someplace else. The workplace for Arjuna could be on the battlefield. He could practice yoga while releasing arrows in a fierce combat. While within the occupation of a kshatriya, he could be renounced in the same spirit as the ascetic living in a cave. 3. Provide the proper tools. Arjuna required only one tool to fulfill the vision, consciousness. This is the distinguishing characteristic of the human birth. There is a higher level of consciousness. The more a person has knowledge, the higher their consciousness can become. In this way, Krishna provided the best tools to sharpen the intellect. Knowledge would be like a sharp sword to tear through the thick knot of ignorance.
Tasmad gyan sambhutam hritstham gyanasinatman. Chitvainam sanshayam yogmatishthotisht bharat.
Quote, therefore the doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be slashed by the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharata, stand and fight. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.42.
4. Lead by example. Sri Krishna makes a direct reference to this principle. Krishna is the origin of the universe itself. He accomplishes the work of the world with minimal effort. Neither is he implicated in the scheme. There is no karma for him, despite what goes on. If any person had sufficient justification to abandon work, it would be Krishna. But he continues to move, to function, to contemplate right and wrong, to interact with others, in order to set a proper example. That example serves as inspiration to others, including Arjuna. 5. Allow for periodic consultation and reassurance. Bhagavad Gita gives motivation in the moment. It is not surprising that Arjuna decided to move forward, to commence hostilities while maintaining a consciousness linked to the Supreme Lord. He carefully deliberated on the proceedings, and reached the decision on his own. There was no force.
Rajan Sanspritya Sanspritya Samvadam Imam Adbhutam Keshwarjunyoha Punyam Hrishyami Cha Muhur Muhua.
Quote, O King, as I repeatedly recall this wondrous and holy dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, I take pleasure, being thrilled at every moment. Sanjaya, Bhagavad Gita, 18.76.
The same inspiration can be revived at a later time. The words of that conversation are preserved in the original language that they were delivered. The person who relayed what was occurring on that battlefield remarked that simply remembering the image of Krishna and Arjuna together in that situation gives a thrill at every moment. In closing, lasting image to instill. Repeatedly a thrill. From two people seeing. Disciple and Supreme Divine Being. Where lessons delivered from friendship. Including life, death, and leadership. Conclusion that always yoga to choose. Whether seated or fast on the move.